free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7751. That's 1-800-620-7751.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if the answer to the question's yes, you need to call Lane House Construction. We're your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF or LaneHouseConstruction.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Call Dalco Home Remodeling at 314-298-7300. If you buy from someone else and find out how much you could have saved on windows, roofing, and siding, you'll blow your stack.
How about music? Not because it's good music. Because it means it's time to talk a little tech talk. Which means Jose Hernandez is in the house, as they say. And he's ready to take your calls. Now, here's the deal. He will be happy to help you if he can with any questions about your computer, your telephone, your flat screen TV, anything electronic. This is your chance to get free advice. Otherwise, you have to pay for advice like this. Apple Care is $100, I think, for 2 years or something. And if you don't belong, then they charge you something like, I don't know, $25 per call to get good advice. Free here from Jose Hernandez. I will give you the numbers. You call now. I'll tell you the sponsor. He's going to fill us in on some late, great technical info, and then it's all yours. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. Look at those phones. 888-550-KTRS. And let us not forget, Jose Hernandez is brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. There are 7 of them, and there's some terrific products in there, including, of course, some of the greatest vacuum cleaners in the world. Ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. Your calls are coming in. We appreciate that. And now we turn it over to your host for this segment, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. I will start by telling you I really like Siri. I have Siri on my iPhone, and I get a big kick out of her. And it's also a safer way to have a phone, because I have found myself using the voice text thing. When I'm in the car, I don't want to, I really don't want to be one of those people. I have done it a couple of times and I felt stupid. I thought, boy, I'm glad I didn't get killed. But to be able to say, I'll call you tomorrow and we'll talk, and boom, it types it out. It's a wonderful thing. Now, that's not Siri so much as is, you know, voice
to text.
But with Siri, I asked her the other day, I said, what's the weather in Kansas City? Up comes the radar map. She'll take you to a website, and she'll ask you, would you like for me to bring up the website that gives you all that information? You go, sure. There it is. So I like Siri. Siri is a lot neater than I thought it would be.
Have you asked her any of the fun questions?
I asked her one time, it wasn't a question, I said, Siri, you sound like a bitch. I actually did that. I said, you sound like a bitch. It just is to be, and she came back and she says, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And she said, my voice is what it is, and I do the best thing. It was actually a legitimate, reasonable answer. She didn't come back at me, well, you no good. It was just a very, it's amazing how almost anything you throw to her, she comes back with pretty much a human response. It's scary. It's scary because look what we have. We have, if you watch HBO and that sex thing they run on the weekends, and Pian and I've talked about this, they have, they're not mannequins, they're actual rubberized flesh-like women that guys can marry,
buy,
and have sex with and sit down at the dinner table with. So combine that with the technology to, you're looking at, not too far away, some sick, weirdo loser sitting at breakfast with his rubber wife having a conversation. Yeah. Not just going to bed with her, but talking with her. She can argue with her. She could probably explain why she has too many pairs of shoes. I mean, who knows where we're headed with this?
It's brought to you by the same people that made mapping software that allowed you to
drive off a cliff.
Live with deserts and that's just right. die.
So what do you have for us today?
Before we get into the stuff I have today, I need actually some help from our listeners.
Ooh, listeners. Listeners, this is your chance.
I am researching 3D printing, what they call RepRap, or rapid prototyping.
Right.
I need someone in the St. Louis area to email me at techquestions@ktrs.com with like a group or somewhere I can find information on how to build one of these 3D printers. The second thing I need to find is a company here in St. Louis that will digitize an object into the CAD software.
I have no idea what you just said.
Let us say that I carve a Pinewood Derby car, and I set it out, and I want to do the rendering in a computer. There should be a company or software that you can take a picture or a laser, scan it in three dimensions, and create the files to reproduce one of those.
Wow.
That's what I'm looking for.
You are so far ahead of me in all of this.
Two cool things I saw on Consumer Electronics Show. Your iPad is 9.7 inches. Your iPad Mini is 7.9 inches.
Let me give people an idea what 9.7 inches looks like. There you go.
Sorry, ladies.
For those of you that didn't want to go smaller but want to go bigger, Panasonic has released a 4K Windows 8 tablet that is 20 inches.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Now you're carrying around a flat screen TV.
Yeah.
No, you are.
You are.
Yes. A 20-inch screen was not that long ago, reasonable television screen.
Yeah, we just get a new tablet for Christmas, and it's 10.1, and I don't think.
And what is my iPad?
9.7, and the Minis are 7.8.
Bigger than that.
No,
it comes with an i5 Intel processor, 4 gig of RAM, and a 128 gigabyte SSD drive.
Well, to me, we're going backwards. It's, now you've got more of a laptop or notebook.
It's a tablet.
It's too big.
The other one is Google has the drive itself car.
Right.
Audi has released one at the Consumer Electronics Show that you activate it from your smartphone. You park it and tell it you want it to come to the front of the hotel, and they hit the tablet, push the button, and at 5 miles an hour, here came the Audi parked right up in front.
Of course, it's not. It's a concept car.
The same thing with a Google car. The difference is that this one doesn't have all of the
sonar,
everything.
It's like a land moon rover.
Right. They've integrated it into the vehicle's design and the shape of it.
Wow.
Amazon is going to offer free digital copies of any of the music that you've purchased from them previously. So roughly 50,000 of the most popular albums purchased over the past 15 years. If you have an Amazon cloud account, back to the cloud, and you've purchased from them in the past 15 years a CD, the digital version will start popping up into your cloud.
All right, here we go. Not only now do we have multiple passwords, now we're going to have multiple clouds.
Oh, sure. Okay. Absolutely.
I have an Apple cloud, and I'm going to have some other cloud, and then another cloud.
And last but not least, T-Mobile is now offering a no-contract, unlimited voice, text, and data plan for $70. No contract, including unlimited voice, messaging, and data. There is no caps and no overages.
That's pretty good.
That's an excellent deal.
All right, folks, it's all yours. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Jim. Jim, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Hello, gang, and I am AM in the P.
Thank you, Jim.
Hallelujah. What can I do for you, Jim?
Jose, about my computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's my very first computer.
Congratulations.
It's 5 years, 2 months old. And it's getting slow and stubborn, and before it crashes, I'd like to get another one.
Okay.
Well, I think they took advantage of me when I bought it, because besides, the price and everything, they said, you also have to pay this $125 so we can clean it up for you. And that just included installing the viruses, which I now know how to do because of you.
Right.
And they said, there's going to be pop-ups and ads, and we got to get... So I said, okay, do I need to do that?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
I'd rather not even deal with them, but...
If you have at least one browser, and it probably came loaded with Internet Explorer, I personally recommend getting rid of... Not using Explorer, but picking up either Firefox or Google Chrome. If you go to YouTube... and type in the question you're looking for, somebody's got a video on how to do it.
Well, you know, whenever I do have a Google Chrome downloaded, but when I bring it up, as sometimes I can't even get to certain websites without using it. But all I get is a white screen with a rectangle on it. I don't get like a home page where I can, you know, then go and check my mail or whatever. Do I not have everything downloaded?
You probably do. You probably just need to go to the website that has your mail on it, and then go into the options and set that as your home page.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. I appreciate it then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, Jim, thank you. And what he said about, what you said about YouTube, this is something we forget. We think of YouTube as, ooh, watch this great car chase.
Look at that cat.
YouTube is 100 times better than what the Time Life books used to be for teaching you how to do
tutorials,
things.
Tutorials, absolutely.
Anything you can think of, you want to know how to cook. There's a YouTube video to show you. You want to know how to change your oil? YouTube will show you. I had a rifle at home that I just forgot how to break down and take apart. I type in the model of the rifle. There must have been 100 videos of people showing exactly how to tear it down and clean it. Don't forget about YouTube as a great source for, it's a great educational tool.
And there's also a bunch of websites like do-it-yourself, DIY sites.
See, I didn't even
Yahoo Answers, Ask Jeeves, or it used to be Ask Jeeves, now just ask.com. There are people that sit and monitor that and say, oh, he posted a question, and here's how to go do it.
Yeah, and you can back up if you go, ooh, I didn't quite see how he moved that cotter pin or whatever. Back it up, look at it again. It's great for that. Paul, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you today?
I'm good. Paul, what can I do for you?
I own an iPad.
I'm sorry?
I am the proud owner of an iPad. And I need to hook it up to the internet or have access to the internet for hotspots.
Yes.
What is the least expensive way to do that?
It has Wi-Fi on it now?
Yes, it does.
Is it cell phone enabled, G3 or G4 enabled?
Yes, it is.
You can either pay the monthly fee to have the cell phone, the data plan activated on the iPad. A lot of people just go to where free Wi-Fi hotspots are, Panera Breads, Starbucks, places are having.
I am a mobile person, so I am and make stops at individuals' homes.
Okay. Do you have a cell phone?
I do.
I would contact your cell phone provider. One of two things that might be possible is they might sell you an external device that is its own hotspot that you would pay a monthly fee for, or you may be able to tether to your cell phone. Turn your cell phone into a hotspot.
Okay. And that's the cheapest route.
Yeah, those are going to be probably depending on how much data you move, the device itself, the portable hotspot, will be the cheapest route. Companies like Cricket have them for $45.
Which essentially is like an air card.
It's an air card, but it's a little portable device.
Right.
Yeah.
And they work. Right. They work. All right.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right, Paul.
Good luck.
Thank you. There goes Paul. And here comes Will. Will, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, a couple quick items. I got a good friend of mine that sells those 3D printers, and they're pretty slick. I mean, they can do just about anything.
Okay.
I'll work on getting you guys connected.
Okay, send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com, please.
Yeah. My other question is, why is it that whenever I go to this is a serious question, when I go to the KTRS website, I always get the script error. Is that me or is that you?
You're using Internet Explorer version 8.
Probably.
No, guaranteed. I'll bet money on it. And you have to reply no 3 times before that page actually comes up.
Yeah.
It's something in the scripting from the hosting company that we host our website on.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's actually my way of trying to force you to quit using Internet Explorer and load Google or Firefox.
It's working great. All right, guys. Thanks. Great show, Frank.
All right, Will, thank you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling. This is Jim. Jim, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. What may I do for you?
Just two quick questions. Is it me or is everybody just totally frustrated with Windows 8?
Maybe it's just you. There's a lot of folks that like Windows 8. Most of them are tablet users.
Yeah, our new tablet has Windows 8, and I'm just trying to. It's a lot different than 7, that's for sure, because it's all tile-based now.
I'm trying to use it on a home computer in business applications, and it's just so frustrating. But
yes.
Anyway. Yeah. And the thing about the, you were talking about that T-Mobile phone thing?
Yes.
We got our daughter one of those smart talk phones from Walmart with the Android on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $45 a month with unlimited everything. And it's we're hard-pressed to find where she doesn't have service, and we do
right
when we travel.
Right, because most of the non-contract stuff, the Net10s and the stuff from the Walmarts and the Best Buys, they lease space on towers that they don't own. The only time you're going to have trouble getting connectivity is the towers are prioritized to their owners. So, for instance, if I'm an AT&T user and you're a Verizon user, you may have access to the AT&T tower, but if all the slots available in that tower are used by AT&T and another AT&T call comes in, they'll drop the Verizon call.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, it's been very few areas that she hasn't had service where we have. And now we're going to drop her down to the $35 a month because she doesn't use 1,000 minutes a month because all she does is text.
Right.
So, it saves another, almost $15. But
absolutely.
Anyway, I just wanted to, let you guys know.
As long as it works good for you, that's all that counts.
All right. Bye.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye. Speaking of that, Peon and I, we have a favorite show. Do you ever watch CBS Sunday Morning?
No.
The best show on television. Did you see the guy, Nick, no arms, no legs?
I did not see this week's yet, no.
No arms, no legs, using a computer. Beyond belief. Beyond belief. That's all I can say, because it's over, but you...
Was it eye-related?
He has
where his
one,
eyes look?
He has like a little flipper
nub.
And one toe, and he types with that one little digit that comes out of his where his hip would be. It's just incredible to me. We'll talk more about it later. Let's get Bill in here. Bill, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Bill.
I have a question about a laptop. I have about a 3-year-old Samsung laptop, and last week, as I was preparing to shut it down, I had Microsoft 7 on it, and it said, "Do not shut your computer down. We're going to give you some upgrades."
Yes.
And I let it go, and it was 13 of them.
Yes.
Well, now it won't do anything, but goes right to an error message of some kind, tries to repair it, and then a big blue screen will come on with yellow letters saying, Microsoft has been shut down. We don't want to damage this. And I can't even get to the page where I can set the clock back or anything.
Can you boot it into safe mode?
Is that, which number was that?
When it's coming up, as soon as you start seeing it come up, start pressing F8.
No, sir, it wouldn't even do that.
So you pressed F8 and it wouldn't do anything?
No, sir, it's Samsung. The name will come on the screen.
Right.
It'll say 2 and 4, and I've tried those two.
Right.
And I've tried 8, and it'll want to repair itself, and then the screen just goes blue.
Hmm. That's not good.
Bill, is the majority of the porn that you watch gay or straight porn?
My goodness.
He's not.
What'd he say?
Straight. All straight.
All straight.
Okay, well, then.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
You gotta equal out a little
bit. In this world of equality and political correctness, you have to watch a certain percentage of gay porn you're considered homophobic. I think that's the problem with your computer. Jose, anything you'd like to add?
Bill, did it happen to come with some recovery CDs or DVDs?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, the next thing that I would recommend is attempting to recover the operating system by having those recovery discs. They probably had a little icon on the desktop that said make recovery disk. They tend to do that. It's a little cheaper to sell it to you and make you do it than to actually send them to you.
Well, this one was used,
right.
And I was thinking about copying word for word down on the warning that's coming up.
Yes.
And do the YouTube videos like Frank was speaking about,
yep.
Or Google each specific word.
Actually, I think if you type the first 3 or 4 words of the phrase in Google, Google will attempt to search and find the exact one you're looking for, and they should have either a video or a document on how to recover it.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are out of time, but I promise we'll do this again. Oh, no, we won't next week.
Nope.
You'll be with Paul Harris.
Well, I thought I was going to repair laptops on the vacation.
In Jamaica?
Yeah.
You thought wrong.
Oh, well.
Maybe next year. We could shoot for that. But he will be here with Paul next week. And never forget that Jose is brought to you by the wonderful folks at Orrick and the 7 locally owned and operated Orrick Home Care Centers. If you'd like to get in touch with Jose, his email address is techquestions@ktrs.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And now we check in with John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. And how are you today?
I'm in a pretty good mood today. And
you are?
Yeah, and I read a really great article in USA Today this morning about the 2014 Corvette.
That would get you in a great mood, won't it?
Did you see that story?
Oh, that car's gorgeous.
Yeah, this is the C7, I believe.
C7, that's correct.
C7. Now, I thought I would ask you, being a dealer for many, many years, your dad was a dealer, the name Corvette, what did that come from? What is that?
No idea.
I like a man who is man enough to say, I have no idea.
Very honest.
I didn't know either till today. It was the name of a small warship from the 1670s in the French Navy, was the Corvette. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is why you want to listen to this show, because you learn
things. You
will never... Charlie Brennan would never tell you that.
No. Nope.
He would never tell you that, because he doesn't have that information.
I mean, you just can't get that kind of information anywhere.
No, you cannot.
You know, I mean, that's just unbelievable.
When you tune to a show where they're telling the dealer things about the products he didn't know, that is some kind of show, I'll tell you. And I also learned that Chevy...
Also, it's just another way of, making fun of...
Why do you do that? Why not
maybe text message me this morning and say, hey, did you see the USA article? And I said, yeah. I go, want to talk about it? Maybe do some research? You want to? How about we talk about how the name Corvette? And then, then I'd be prepared.
We save everything for the air.
Yeah.
We don't talk to each other.
We're spontaneous. That's called planning a show. That's ridiculous. We're never going to plan.
Yeah.
We're never going to prepare or plan a show. It ruins it. It takes the fun out of it.
Are you crazy? Yeah, that's right. Let's just make sure we get the client on the air and say, by the way, hey, car guy. Well,
I don't think everybody expected you to know where the name Corvette came from. That wasn't the point at all. We weren't trying to make fun of you in any way. We are enlightening the audience and showing them that we do our homework and we're diligent and we're not just here to just say, oh, go buy a Chevy. We're here to make sure they understand the product and the product.
But you said that you don't plan for the show.
No, we don't. There's a difference in planning for the show and having a mission, and that mission is to learn as much as possible so that when the opportunity presents itself to share knowledge, we're able to do it. But we don't plan to do it. You got a call coming in.
It's an internal call from the truck department. I can handle that call in 15 minutes when we're done with our phone call.
What if it's internally important? What if Bruce Weiner's having a heart attack?
I just hung up with Bruce issues. Well,
I guess he's fine.
Many, many times a day and can never talk enough. And I start my day usually with a voice message from Bruce. He'll usually send me a voice message about 5:30 in the morning. I'm up early, so I might as well just call and talk to Bruce about what's in store for the day.
You know the average number of Chevy trucks sold in a week? The average year? Average number of Chevy trucks sold in a week, any given week.
Never enough, as far as I'm
concerned. Never enough. Good answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Good answer. All right, we'll accept it.
Do you know how many thousands of dollars we're taking off of Chevy Silverado crew cabs right now?
I'm going to guess more than 5 or 6.
Correct, Frank. Yeah, 10.
Ooh, well, that's double 5. 10,000.
10,000, 8,000 off extended cab Silverado, and 15,900 for a Chevy work truck.
Mm.
Come on. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable prices. Unbelievable. So we have a huge inventory of trucks right now. I mean, big.
Yeah, you sell so many. That's what the article said. So many get sold. You have to have a huge inventory.
That's what it says.
You know, my wife and I had dinner with John and his wife Friday night at the wonderful Annie Guns, and one of our favorite places, and maybe my very favorite place. And here's what I found interesting. This will give you an idea of the dining clout this guy has. If you know anything about Annie Guns, the parking lot is always packed. I have to circle 3-4 times. I have to get there early and then hope somebody leaves so I can jump in and get a spot. We go to leave. Whose vehicle is right at the front door? I mean, the primo, the even the owner, Tom Sainert, doesn't have a spot like this. It's the Black Tahoe of Johnny Londo. That's clout, buddy.
Wow.
That is clout.
Does he even have to call ahead of time, or they just know he's coming and leave
I think
spot
they
open?
Probably do. We are getting ready to go to our car, and my wife and I are shivering and we're cold because we got quite a little walk to our car. And I said, oh, John, where's your car? And as we're standing just outside the front door, he goes, oh, it's right here, right at the door.
Wow.
I'm telling you, that's dining clout. Good for you.
You know what that's called? That's called good, clean living. Good, clean living.
Hell yeah.
We pulled up, and there it was. Yeah. And I tell you who was excited because it was it wasn't really cold that night.
It was
but,
very
you know,
cold.
I mean, it was still getting chilly. Now, Mimi was excited. She was, oh, right in front. And her favorite line is, they must have known we were coming. But you know, that meant somebody just pulled out. I mean, it was right at the front door.
You know, or it's been open all day, and people have been told not to park
there. You know what I've started doing if we are going to dinner somewhere, just the two of us, I call and use the name Londo.
You do not.
Yeah, because I know. You know, they'll go, oh, wait. Well, I'm sorry, we don't have any. We're booked up, and I'll go, it's Londo. Oh, just a minute. Yes, we do have a table. It works like a charm. Yeah.
It's Londo. I own my own bidding and lot.
Now, what I do is they say,
we're just woke Dan up. It's the first thing
they say. They say, I'm sorry, we're all booked up. We do not have any tables or reservations are full. And then when I go, are you kidding me? They go, oh, wait a minute, Mr. Londo.
I'm sorry, Mr. Londo.
We didn't realize it was you. And then, boom, magically a table opens up. As it should. You give the restaurant industry a lot of business.
I love to eat. I love to eat good food. I love it. This town, I can't say that I have a favorite restaurant. I have a lot of favorite restaurants. I love to eat. And sitting with you and watching you eat, I can
tell you. What does that mean? What does that mean? Watching me eat? What does that mean?
I mean, you eat fast.
No, that's not what you meant.
Why do you eat fast?
You meant a lot is what you meant.
No,
yeah, that's the second most hurtful thing. I'll tell you the most hurtful thing anybody said to me, and he's no longer an advertiser, I might add. He was years ago, and he invited me to a, it was one of those country club member guest things, and I went, and I remember they had shrimp on skewers, wooden skewers, and here's what he said in front of some other people after that day. He said, oh, yeah, I took Frank out there. He said, let me put it this way. He ate so many of those skewered shrimp kebabs that you could have built a log home out of the skewers.
Oh, wow.
You could have taken all those wooden sticks and built a log home out of it.
That's almost like George Costanza saying or That's being
me.
Told that the ocean's going to be out of shrimp if you keep going at that rate.
I never said that you eat a lot. I can tell that you like good food.
You didn't have to. When you said I like to watch you eat, who likes to watch anybody eat unless it's making fun of them?
Right.
But that's okay.
Oh, it's not making fun
it's
of you.
Okay.
It's just an observation. Strictly an observation. Strictly an observation. And I tell you what, now you could say the same thing about me. I mean,
I'm rubber and you're glue. Bounce off me, sticks on you. That's what I say.
All I can tell you is, you know, everyone's hungry when the food comes, and all of a sudden you could hear a pin drop. Okay?
All the talking stops.
I mean, and, you know, when you talk about, I mean, we never stop talking.
Yeah, my pen drops. It's my ballpoint pen. I drop it so I don't have to sign the check. Trying to lose it under the table. Hey, I don't have my pen. I can't sign.
That's funny.
That was so nice.
We have a lot of cars in stock also, a lot of Chevy, great cars. The Chevy Spark cannot keep enough Chevy Sonics in stock. We just contacted Chevy and said we need more. We need a lot more Chevy Sonics. And the Chevy Cruze, I don't know where to start. I mean, it's just a great car. And I got to order more Chevy Cruzes. So, yeah, we got the Chevy Cruze advertised for $15,900. That's just unbelievable.
That is. That's why you think that's the price of a Sonic or a Spark.
Yeah.
No, it's not. And was it, I think it was the Sonic was the number one subcompact sold last year, 2012, was the Sonic.
It was.
There you go.
I tell you, we went did a little goose hunting yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was cold. I'm going to tell you what, Steve Potter, myself, and my buddy Jay Andrews, after about an hour and a half, and it's like it's time to go. I mean, you know, toes are starting to freeze and your hands, and after duck hunting as much as I did, it's like, you know what, I love to duck hunt. I love to goose hunt, but geese are tough. They really are.
You don't mean tough to eat, like
No,
tough
they're
meat.
Tough to hunt. They yeah. just, you know, they're going in one direction. It's kind of hard to, you know, pull them in the other direction. But here's an unbelievable thing. We saw thousands of ducks. Thousands.
When you're goose hunting.
Not allowed
yeah, they're
to
out of season.
Them.
They're out. They know.
Isn't
they
always the way?
Positively know, hey, those losers can't shoot us, so let's just drive them. Let's just drive them crazy. I mean, wow. they're like dive bombing, buzzing you, boom, you know, and just like holy.
Do
God.
That dive bomber sound again.
Boom.
Wow, that sounded just like it.
I thought I was at war.
I know.
War. Yeah, I tell you what. Sometimes talking to you, I feel like sometimes we're at a little bit of a verbal battle.
Nah, never a battle.
Never.
No, we could use a phone number about now.
Well, the phone number here is 314-837-1800.
That's right.
314-837-1800. Pat, hold on a second.
Pat, hold on here. Whoa. Pat, hold on a second.
Pat Piper, one of our...
Pat Piper?
Patrick Piper.
The famous Pat Piper from Ireland. He led the snakes out of...
Hey, follow me. I'm Pat Piper. We're going out of Ireland to get away from the snakes. Come on, let's go.
Hey, Pat Piper, say hi to AM and the PM.
Hi, AM and PM.
Hey, Pat Piper, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
hold on, Patrick.
Yeah, Pat, hold right. on.
Okay. Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit here in beautiful Florence, Missouri. New chief, Tim Lowry, unbelievable guy, and Mayor Tom Schneider. But hey, we're open late tonight. We are open late tonight. You want a great deal?
Yeah.
Come in. It's going to be a little chilly tonight. Dress warm, but you know what? You'll stay inside. We'll bring the vehicles to you. You can go online at lawndup.com, shop, send us an email, do your credit application online. Basically, come in, sign your paperwork, and go.
I just thought of a great idea, a promotion. When it's a little chilly, come in for a little chili. And you have a little cup of chili for people.
Hey.
No charge for that.
Yeah, it's just amazing how these great ideas of yours come.
Well, thank you.
He's and full of them.
They usually cost
too much. When it's a little chilly, come in for a little chili. Think about it. Might be a good idea. We're going to send you some business tonight.
You know what you say, it's going to be chilly tonight, but hot tamale.
Now, see, that's so overused.
That's pretty ridiculous,
yeah,
isn't it?
It really is, yeah. Nice talking to you. We'll send, they're on the way.
I hope I didn't offend you and really seriously talking about how you eat.
No, you can't offend me. Okay, you just pay your bills on time. I'll never be offended.
All right. Hey, have a great night, and everyone drive safe out there and come and see us. We'll have a lot of fun.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. See you very much.
Bye-bye. You know, I need to get a hold of this Pat Piper.
Yeah.
Because I think he could sue John Londo. Put him on the air.
Without knowledge.
Without permission.
Yeah. He seemed kind of shocked.
Mm-hmm. He did. He didn't seem like he was ready for that. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We are the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go airborne now and check traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Dan, we just flew over that water main break on Manchester. It's out in front of Manchester Meadows Shopping Center. And if you're traveling westbound, only the right lane is open. And you've got about a half a mile backup. Eastbound, two lanes are open. There's no delays there. We're headed out to St. Charles County now to check out where that gas station fire was. There are lane restrictions, possible road closures at Mexico and Spencer Road. Checking westbound 64, you do have stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland. Little slow 270 through Mason. You're not too bad good at the Boone Bridge, but you are slow between Highway K and Winghaven. It opens up actually just before Winghaven. I'm not really sure if there's... No, that's just brake lights. Okay, there's not much... it's just a lot of volume there. And on westbound 70, you have stop-and-go traffic from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Wake up to the breakfast power sandwich at St. Louis Bread Company. It starts with freshly cracked egg, lean ham, and Vermont white cheddar, all grilled on freshly baked whole grain. Power up your morning. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
When it comes to claiming your Social Security benefits, what you don't know can hurt you. Because many of you are looking towards Social Security as an important part of your retirement plan, it's important to know how to maximize those benefits that you're entitled to. The difference between a good claiming strategy versus a poor claiming strategy can be in excess of $100,000 or more over your lifetime. I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors. To learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, make your reservation today for my Savvy Social Security seminar on January 17th at noon or 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere, 314-831-6000. There's no cost to attend, but space is limited, 314-831-6000. Find out what's at stake for you and your family by educating yourself on all of the options when it comes to your Social Security. What do you have to lose? 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors Incorporated and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $19 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-700-0107. That's 1-800-700-0107. 1-800-700-0107. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, now specializing in titanium repairs.
Off to the movies we go. Maybe something on the Golden Globes last night put you in the mood to see a movie. Maybe something Dawn Meadows Dixon's going to say will put you in the mood to see a movie or stay away from one. Going to check in with her courtesy of Westport Car Wash. Three locations: on Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. Here is Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah. Dawn.
How are you?
Hey, great.
A little short on time. Saw.
I know. I want to talk about the Golden Globes, if I can.
Sure. Saw Gangster Squad over the weekend and really loved it.
Yeah, it actually has gotten some good reviews. I was unable to see it, so you know before I do.
I should have taken you with me.
Yes.
So
We've been talking about that for 2 years.
Now, instead of a movie, you really do want to talk about the Golden Globes.
Well, I was going to throw out an animated picture that I'd recommend, just because it's been a great year for animated pictures, and I haven't talked about any. But the Golden Globes last night, this was such, first of all, a big weekend for me. Critics' Choice Awards Thursday. I have to make it really clear that, as a member of the Broadcast Film Critics, we led the way picking Argo as Best Picture and Ben Affleck as Best Director. The morning of that day, the Academy, of course, snubbed him. And now you have to realize, though, the awards, all the tallying was in before the Academy's nominations came out. So we did not react to that. The Golden Globes did not react to that. But I love the fact that the Critics' Choice Awards led the way with Argo. And if you remember, it's the only film in 2 years of being on your show that I've given a 4 to. And
that's
you asked
right.
me a while ago, what qualifies a 4? I said, it's really the perfect picture. And when I saw it, I knew now whether it will get the Academy Award without having a Best Director nomination is yet to be seen. But I thought it was a really good show last night.
No, I absolutely couldn't agree more. It was fun. It wasn't, there was no political agenda. Nobody getting up making a, this is for the American Indians, you know, or anything like that.
Except Jodie Foster.
What was that?
I was tweeting live last night. And by the way, Bill Cleveland was tweeting back. We were like tweeting to one another and then other listeners were tweeting to me and it was just a tweet fest last night. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I didn't get her shtick at all.
Oh, what in the world? I tweeted, what is going on? She's saying she wants to be private, and I've always respected her. And the many times that I have interviewed her, she is very private. She is always above the brow, very sophisticated, very intelligent. But last night, she's talking about privacy while she reveals to us everything in her life. It was so conflicted.
Well, she didn't come out, but said she had come out years ago.
Yes.
Yet mentioned her 20-year BFF, whatever her name was.
And co-partner. You know,
yeah, everything about it was, I'm gay, but she didn't actually say. I didn't get it.
And then the whole thing with the hamster?
Yeah, I didn't.
Or the gerbil? I just didn't get that. I thought Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig were so funny that they should host the Academy Awards.
No, they could. You're right. They could host that. They could have done. That's the second choice to Amy and Tina.
And Amy and Tina Fey were so good.
Now, we're not going to do a movie. We're going to skip the movie because I want to talk about this Golden Globes.
Listen
to me. Hold on. I want to talk about this Golden Globes thing again.
Okay.
You tell me.
You're the boss.
The only sort of jab, and I don't know that I would call it mean-spirited, but the only thing that was said that got the reaction of, whoa, like I can't believe she said that, was when they talked about Catherine Bigelow saying if anybody knew what torture was like, it was her after being married to James Cameron for 3 years.
James Cameron.
And the place erupted. So, which tells me they must all hate James Cameron.
I think the word on the street is he's tough to work for. But I would guess she's probably just as tough. And can you imagine the two of them in a marriage?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Two brilliant people, by the way. But I've heard that he can be very difficult. I mean, these geniuses are, you know, they may be difficult to live with. So that was a jab.
But that's pretty strong when you say being married to somebody is torture.
Yeah.
That goes beyond being tough to work for.
And then Anne Hathaway's comment to Sally Field about, I thought that was sweet, that she was a role model to her, that she wouldn't be typecast as a flying nun, as we all remember Sally Field, that she throughout her career has become Norma Rae and now Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, and that Anne Hathaway didn't have to stay in the Princess Diaries character, which she started out and which my kids love her because of that. So she has grown as an actress. I thought that was kind of sweet. In a patronizing sort of way.
Yeah, and it's always interesting to me, too, how some of these people are so uncomfortable. Like Daniel Day-Lewis. They just are so uncomfortable.
Can you believe how different he is as Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah.
And the characters he plays. And someone tweeted last night, I'd love to see Daniel Day-Lewis just play someone close to himself. Because it's bizarre how different. I mean, he truly puts himself into a character and becomes that character because his own personality is totally lost.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a quiet, insecure, but endearing, very sweet man.
I know, we're out of time. Is there anything you want to wrap up with?
What a weekend.
With?
And then Miss America. I mean, I was in my glory all weekend.
Is it over? Did they already have Miss America?
Yeah, it was Miss New York, and I was rooting for South Carolina. Yeah.
Here's how unimportant it is to me.
Wyoming. I'm really big into this.
I didn't even know there was a Miss America pageant. Didn't know it took place.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll catch up.
It was a big weekend for me.
We'll catch
Thank
up later.
Thank you for letting me vent.
You bet. We'll catch up later in the week. Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody. Bye-bye. Yeah, we didn't do a movie. We didn't need to do a movie. She's brought to you by Westport Car Wash and the three Westport Car Wash locations. Here they are again on Page, just east of Lindbergh. Good time to get your car washed, by the way. We've got a nice stretch, no precipitation, no spots, no ice, no slush. On Lemay Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester, Westport Car Wash. All right, good cold American Patriot beer may be in order tonight. I'm going to go see The Impossible, come home, maybe open one of those. Have one. I'm a one-beer person. and not even one every night. But when I do it, it's kind of like the cigar. I love a good cigar. Sometimes, I bet I average a cigar a month. But when I smoke one, I want it to be a good one. And if I'm going to drink a beer, I want it to be good, and I want it to be cold. And as of late, I want it to be American Patriot. Now, if I didn't like it when I took my first taste, I wouldn't be telling you about it. I just wouldn't say anything about it, but I like it. I think it's smooth. I tried them both and frankly didn't think that the regular was too sweet. I could tell a little difference. Some people say it's a little sweet for them. I do like the light. As you know, I'm real weight conscious. I'm very diligent about calories. Wait, hold it. You know what?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
But, you are now that there's a bet involved.
I'm sorry?
You are now that there's a bet involved.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Got a bet going with my daughter and one of my sons about who can lose the most weight in 90 pounds in a percentage, who has the highest percentage. But that is not going to keep me from an occasional American Patriot light. If you haven't tried it, pick up at least a six-pack of American Patriot. Maybe pick up the light and the regular. See which one you like better, because I'm going to bet one of them is going to be your new favorite beer. And where you shop or where you dine or where you stop off after work, if they don't have it, say, what the heck is wrong with you that you don't have American Patriot beer? When can I expect you to start carrying it? It's on you, folks. We're going to put the pressure on places to serve American Patriot beer. AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Let's talk about the Monday show. Since it's going to run Monday night, we thought that was the best time for it. There's an attorney in Marion, Illinois, who's put a book out about how to get out of DUIs. Think he's getting in a little trouble? We'll talk to him about it. Also, Gabby Cabby, Tina Charles Talks TV, and a lot more. A great way to start the week. Let's do it together. Starts Monday at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. What gun control attitudes are there in a poll taken in the months since